One in 10 prisoners in New Mexico was in solitary in the fall, according to researchers at the University of New Mexico, and that's more than double what the Corrections Department reported. Here's researcher Barbara Gomez at a news conference.
The state of New Mexico doesn't really have a very concise definition of what the practice of solitary confinement is. We know that Corrections Department has published different rates that vary not just across years, but also even within the same month.
Gomez says the state doesn't count many prisoners who spend 22 hours a day separated from the general population. A bill is making its way through the legislative session that would ban the use of segregation on youth and pregnant women and limit it for people with mental illness. Jail and prison officials contend solitary is necessary for the safety of their staffs and the inmates. For KUNM, I'm Marisa DeMarco.